Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, all right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yo, yo, yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony, yeah, we're back in our studios here. You know, last week we were down in Tampa for the Super Bowl, had a great time. You know, we did try to get into the game, but as you saw on TV, it was sold out 100% capacity.
Yeah, and that was all right, because we ended up going to a bar down there in Tampa, which was packed to the gills because it's Florida and they still know how to have a good time down there.
Yeah, they sure do. And, you know, getting to today's show, we invited Andy Reid and any member of the Chiefs, you know, to come on and talk about how embarrassing it is to lose to a has-been like Tom Brady, but nobody accepted, you know, surprisingly.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, we were hoping, because we needed a better guest this week, much better than Nick Wright, a.k.a. Nick Wrong, yeah, who truly embarrassed himself.
Yeah, don't
but, you know,
remind
me. Hey, we do have a more talented guest this week. He won a Super Bowl with the Packers, wide receiver. And, you know, we're going to ask him. We're going to find out if he regrets not going to play with Tom Brady and, you know, lucking his way into a championship. Wide receiver Greg Jennings. By the way, Tony, you know, we have to mention this is a momentous show for us today. Our big 25th episode celebration. So congratulations are in order to us.
Wow. Where does the time go? It feels like show one was just literally like a few months ago. And look at us now. Here we are.
You know, 25 episodes. You got to really take your hat off to that. You know, the other day, my ma, she comes up to me and she says, hey, you got to watch the show on Netflix. The show, Queen's Gambit. You ever heard of this? You know, she says, it's impressive. I said to her, impressive? How many episodes is it? She says, 7. I say, that's not impressive. Try 25.
Yeah, 7. Are you kidding me? We're like 10 of that.
Yup. And, you know, we're going to get to Greg Jennings in a few minutes here. But first, we're going to wrap up everything we got right about the Super Bowl because we nailed everything as usual.
Yep.
So here it is. It's where Paulie and Tony were right.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
All right. You know, we admit we got to start by mentioning the greatest accomplishment in sports history. You know, we take our hat off to this man. He achieved something that nobody has ever done.
Unbelievable.
Of course, we're talking about the great LeSean McCoy, who won back-to-back Super Bowls, even though he never actually played in the game. But we told you over and over, people, he was the X factor, and sure enough, he led the Bucks to victory.
You know, this is far more impressive than what Tom Brady did. This shows how much of a force LeSean McCoy is, that he could influence the outcome of a game without even taking the field. You could tell the Chiefs' defense wasn't actually even focused on the game because they kept looking over at the bench to make sure LeSean McCoy was still sitting there.
Yeah, and you saw, you know, that created holes in the Chiefs' defense for Gronk and AB. You got to credit that all to LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, he was doing play action from the bench.
Smart.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
You know, another thing that we got bang-o right on the nose, Tom Brady, we told you, he knows he's a shitty, talentless quarterback, so he went and surrounded himself with people who could cover for his weaknesses.
Yep.
And sure enough, it worked. The Bucs expertly covered for all his shittiness. And Tony, you know, this is not something we haven't seen before. We've seen this many times, right?
Of course. Look at the 90s band Sugar Ray. With that lead singer, whatever the fuck his name is, Molly McGrath or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
That half a man couldn't sing to save his life. Also, he looked like Guy Fieri fucked Vanilla Ice. But somehow, he had several hits because his band covered for his complete lack of talent, just like Tom Brady.
There you go. Well said. Tom Brady is the Sugar Ray of quarterbacks. You know what that is right there? That is great digital content.
Yeah.
Producer Jay, make a note. Put that on our social. Watch it go viral.
Yeah, 10,000 clicks.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
Another thing we got right on the nose, we told you, the problem with Patrick Mahomes is that he's a quarterback who thinks he's a running back. You know, you saw it Sunday. He broke the Super Bowl rushing record running horizontal. I mean, I saw something out there. It said he ran for 4,900 yards. It's the Super Bowl, not Tecmo Bowl. You got to know your position, right, Tony?
You know, I've studied the science here, and it seems like Patrick Mahomes has a classic case of body dysmorphia. I saw this once on A&E. This guy was a human on the outside, but inside he thought he was a dog. He would bark at people. He would poop outside. He would pee on the fire hydrant. And I'm 99% sure this is what's going on with Patrick Mahomes. He's a quarterback on the outside, but inside he thinks he's a running back.
You know, Tony, that was one of your greatest takes ever. Such insightful content there.
Thank you.
You know, and when you lay it out like that, you know, you say it out loud, it just sounds right.
Yeah.
All right, finally, we're going to do something right now that we've never done on this show. This is special for our 25th episode. We're going to do it right now, people. Listen up, because this isn't going to happen a lot.
Nope.
This doesn't happen a lot.
Never.
We're going to admit where we were wrong.
Where Paulie and Tony were wrong.
All right. We admit we got our NFL MVP prediction wrong.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers won the NFL MVP award in a runaway. But we thought the clear winner this season was going to be COVID.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at the stats, people, COVID was basically unstoppable.
Yep.
Couldn't be contained. No defense could stop it, not even the Bucs D.
Yep.
And you know, even when they thought they had it cornered, you know, COVID just managed to escape the pocket, you know, creating all those variants, just showing off such escapability.
Yep.
And as we all know, that is so valuable in this league.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just an unstoppable force when you look at it.
I mean, it's the Lawrence Taylor of communicative viruses. Couple more years like this, and COVID's a lock for Canton, in my opinion.
You know, Tony, I gotta say, listening to us talk here, we're just making so much sense that, you know, I don't think we're really wrong.
Yeah, the NFL was wrong.
Producer Jay, just make a note to edit this part out. I'm gonna do what they call in the business a pickup right now, so here we go.
You'll never even know we did something called Where Paulie and Tony Were Wrong. It'll be like Men in Black.
3, 2, 1. All right, that wraps up Where Paulie and Tony Were Right. A 3-for-3 performance right there.
Yeah.
And hey, look who's coming on the line right now, our guest. So let's get him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, this guy, wide receiver, two-time Pro Bowler, spent 10 seasons in the NFL, mostly for the Packers, had some stints, you know, with Minnesota and Miami, but of course, won a Super Bowl back in 2011 when the Packers beat the Steelers. Here he is, Greg Jennings. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, Greg.
What's happening? all this ego apparel jumping through the screen.
Don't you know anything about the show? You know, we are the official podcast of the Eagles organization. You know, they don't publicize it. But, you know, on that note, isn't there something you'd like to say to us right now?
Yeah.
Thank you for being one of the reasons we made it to the Super Bowl.
Oh, wait a second. You're already going there. You know, this is our 25th episode celebration.
Yeah.
You didn't even bother to mention that. You know, before you come on a show, you might want to
do some research.
That. Yeah, you know, congratulate us.
Well, congratulations on that, as well as being the reason why I wear a Super Bowl ring every year around this time. There we go.
Wow. We're going to start like this. Okay.
You are ungrateful in many ways. And, you know, just so you know, our guest booker said he had a hard time getting you to do the show. He said you didn't return some texts, some calls. You got a problem with us or something? Is something going on there?
Well, I wanted to make sure that this was going to be a kind of a celebratory moment for me as well as you guys. Like I said, on you guys enjoying the defeat and we enjoying the division or the wild card round win against you guys back in 2010. It's our 10-year anniversary. Didn't you get the memo?
Oh, you know, I'm just saying, Greg, you're a receiver, so you should be better at receiving text messages.
And look, sometimes you don't catch them all.
Looks like you have as bad awareness as you did when you were playing.
Butterfingers.
Now look, what's with you wanting to talk about this Eagles loss to the Packers, you know, 10 years ago? It's been a decade. Come on, nobody cares anymore.
It's important because that's my only Super Bowl ring. So I figure I need to pay homage to those who allowed and assisted us on that journey. Because we wouldn't have been able to get there without you guys. So we appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, you're lucky Nick Foles was in college at the time, because he would have killed you. Your ring case would be as empty as your head.
Come to think of it, if there's anybody you should be thanking, it's Mr. Nick Foles.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get to the Super Bowl, you know. We witnessed one of the greatest individual accomplishments in sports history by an all-time legend. Let's hear your thoughts on what we saw.
Are you talking about the all-time? I need to make sure you're talking about the all-time legend being Tom Brady. I'm never quite sure with you two.
Oh, well, see, you at least you have a point. You know who the real person was. Of course, we're talking about LeSean McCoy.
LeSean McCoy.
There you go.
Exactly. I knew there was a caveat here. I knew it. You know what? He's back-to-back Super Bowl wins for LeSean McCoy.
Yep. Hey, you already
know.
Don't you
think that's impressive?
He didn't even play it down.
He did it the smart way. He didn't have to take any hits. He stayed healthy all season.
Very impressive, you have to say, Greg. Very impressive performance in back-to-back Super Bowl wins.
Wouldn't you agree that the Chiefs' defense was nervous that they'd bring LeSean McCoy into the game, and that's why they played like shit? They were just worried?
What are you talking about? They weren't worried about LeSean McCoy. He didn't have any tape to put on film, so they knew what he was all about. He was going to stand there. He was going to cheer for his teammates, hope that they got it done, which they did. The same pretty much way he did last year on the sideline, on the Chiefs sideline, that is.
Sounds like someone's jealous because LeSean McCoy has more Super Bowls than he does.
Yeah.
You know, look, let's just get into this. You know, you're a wide receiver here. Tom Brady. All right. We all know he's a talentless has-been, right? But he surrounds himself.
Yep, very shitty.
He surrounds himself with people who cover for his weaknesses. You know, as a wide receiver, don't you look at a guy like that and say, you know, stop hogging all the credit there?
Hogging what credit? He's the most gracious quarterback I think I've watched play this game.
No,
he gives all the credit to everyone around him. Yes, he plays a huge role and he garners so much attention, but rightfully so. He has 7 Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And one by which he graciously took Shady McCoy along for the ride. Just for you Eagles fans.
No, he needed that tutelage from Shady McCoy. He needed to be taught. You know, I heard from a very reliable source that LeSean McCoy had a microphone into Brady's helmet. And he said, throw there, throw to Gronk, he's open. That's why Brady was so successful.
Is there a microphone in your helmet right now? Do you need someone telling you that what you're saying is
the voice of God giving him takes from heaven? Let me ask you, come on, looking back at your career, don't you think, hey, maybe I should have gone and played, you know, for a talentless has-been like Tom Brady instead of wasting my time with Aaron Rodgers? Come on.
You know what? Maybe later in my career, after I left Aaron Rodgers, and I could have used what you guys are describing as a talentless Tom Brady. Yeah, I would have loved to play with such a non-talented quarterback in Tom Brady and be along for the ride for some of those Super Bowl wins.
There you go. Now you're thinking. Yeah. See, this is what you should have told your agent.
Yeah.
Instead, you went to Minnesota. You went to Miami. I mean, don't you look back and said, you know, I should have fired my agent for that. What was he thinking?
Man, look, you stick to being behind the microphone and just being a fan.
I'll tell you where I could stick a microphone.
Here we go.
Yeah. Exactly. You know. All right. Look. Hold on. Patrick Mahomes. Come on. Tell us here. You know, this guy, he's a quarterback who clearly has a problem because he thinks he's a running back. You know, as a wide receiver like yourself, don't you look at a QB like that and think, stop with all this clowning around and just, you know, throw the fucking ball already?
So this is the problem. You Philly guys always think you know what's best. But you're unwilling to criticize and be critical of your own. What was Carson Wentz doing all year?
He was being a traditional quarterback. He was doing it the right way, standing in the pocket and taking hits, hit after hit.
And when Jalen Hurts did it, at least Jalen got results. He had us in contention till the end. He did
Patrick
it the
Mahomes
right way.
Patrick Mahomes was out of contention at the
Patrick
end.
Patrick Mahomes was out of contention those last three quarters of the game.
I should really just hang up right now because you have no idea what you're talking
about. I see what's going on here. Well, we want to know on that subject. You know, you were dodging our calls, not getting back to our guest booker. What the hell were you so busy doing?
Anything other than joining you two.
Well, guess what? I got a special for you.
Guess
you may
what,
be Greg Jennings, but I'm Peter Jennings, and I got news for you. You're off the show.
Yeah.
We got a route
You're
for you to run.
Show.
That route is out the fucking door. Bye.
Run the hot route off the show.
Cusco Satellite Network.
You guys are a bunch of idiots.
Oh, wait. Why didn't he hang up the phone?
This is exactly why I should have never responded.
You know, this is why Tom Brady avoided putting Greg Jennings on his teams.
Yeah, he couldn't rely on him to show up and even deliver a good interview. You can't even rely on him for that.
He couldn't even receive a phone call. How's he going to receive a football? Yeah,
he's not a receiver. He's more of a decliner.
Yeah.
All right, well, look, you know, we're not going to let that get to us because, as always, we have important business to do at this time in the show, ad space that we sold. And this week, we're going to do an ad for a big name in the area of men's undergarments, Tommy John. Do you like underwear named after pitchers from the 1970s? Then you'll love Tommy John. If you don't have a lot of room for your catfish hunter down there, you know, you keep tugging at your McGraw, then your lower half is telling you that you need to make a change in your bullpen and bring in Tommy John, the ultimate starter and reliever. Tony, you've had a personal experience with that Tommy John, haven't you?
Yeah, I was having a little problem with my oral Hershiser being too tight in my pants. It was causing a lot of discomfort and chafing. My Aunt Marie one day said, Tony, have you tried underwear named after 1970s pitchers? And then I said, no. And then Marie said, it's Tommy John. My boyfriend Nunzio wears it all the time. And it comes in all sizes, small, medium, large, or XLC, just like Nunzio wears. And then I said, XLC, what does that stand for? And then she winked at me, and then Nunzio winked at me. And that's when I realized that Nunzio has a giant cock.
What a wonderful story, and a true testament to the power and comfort of Tommy John. Go to your computer, take out your Raleigh fingers, and type in the coupon code Paulie and Tony 25th Episode Special, and they'll give you 2.5% off. Tommy John. There you go, people. All right. Well, that wraps up our advertisement there, and that wraps up our 25th episode
what
special.
A great show. Oh, no.
We almost made it out until producer Jay decided to do his job terribly. What?
A few mistakes you made that I think I should point out.
I don't think you should, but what?
Well, first of all, you said the Super Bowl was sold out at 100% capacity.
Yeah.
Only 25,000 people were allowed in. The rest were cardboard cutouts.
Well, we're going to replace you with a cardboard cutout.
Yeah. You need to cut out the talking and interrupting.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Second, you said Patrick Mahomes ran for 4,900 yards.
Yeah.
It was actually 497 yards, according to Next Gen stats. So basically, one-tenth of what you said.
Well, you have one-tenth of a brain. So there.
Yeah. You're a next-gen douchebag.
All right, last one. You said this was our 25th episode.
Yeah, you didn't congratulate us.
Yeah, how rude.
No, it's because it's our 24th episode. 25th would be next week.
Yeah? Well, you're not going to be here for it. I promise you that.
Yeah. Next week, we'll have two things to celebrate. Our 25th episode and you being fired.
Well, make sure you change the coupon code then.
Make sure you change your resume to off the show.
People, if you have a resume out there, you want to be producer, just send it to Paulie and Tony Fusco Show at gmail.com. You're hired.
Yeah, you're
anyway,
hired.
Because we got to get moving here. Show's over. But before we go, Tony, breaking news here. This just in. Next week we can confirm.
Unbelievable.
Eagles legend Nick Foles joining us right here.
Nick Foles.
On the show. Can't wait for that. In the meantime, we're not going to thank Greg Jennings.
Yeah, for what?
Yeah, we should actually be mad at him for finally picking up the phone because he delivered a crappy interview.
I wish he never answered the phone.
There you go. Anyway, out there, you know, people, remember, rate and review the show, subscribe, find us on Facebook, Twitter. We're under the Fusco Show. Good job as always, Tony.
And same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show and happy 24th episode.
There you go. It is 24. Still a great number and a great accomplishment. All right. We'll see you next week, people.
See ya.